Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, they're getting ready for the first of two men's semifinals at the U.S. Open at Arthur Ashe Stadium, where I was last Friday night.
About that?
Old tennis rooster. Saw Novak Djokovic lose in a four-set match. Tonight will be probably the match that gets a lot of buzz, although kind of offset by the NFL having a stupid game on Friday night on Peacock at 8:15 between the Eagles and the Packers. By the way, you could listen to that game tonight right here on the Team 980. But you have Tiafo and Taylor Fritz, two Americans, 20 seed. You know, it's Tiafoe, but he's local. And the 12 seed, Taylor Fritz, going at, so we're guaranteed at least the opportunity to have an American in Sunday's final. And they're just getting started in a little bit here with Yannick Sinner, who everybody's kind of rooting against, versus 25 seed Jack Draper, who I think is, I think he's from London or somewhere in that range. I don't know. Somewhere around that. But everybody's going to be rooting for him. A, he's the major, major, major dog. And B, people think Sinner cheated his ass off with the steroid thing that he didn't get suspended for. Anyway, that's coming up here. We have a jam-packed back part of the hour, so we're going to take one or two final phone calls, and then we will have, again, the most unique segment in radio history. I'm telling you, nobody's ever done this before, and we will have it for you coming up right here on the Team 980. So let's get a couple of phone calls. John is in Oklahoma listening on the Odyssey app. John, how are you, pal?
Hey, I'm good. How you guys down here today, man?
All right, John, what's going on?
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call, okay, first of all. Oh,
thanks for making it.
Hey, man, I'm listening all the time, so just, you know, if I don't call, I'm still trying to listen.
I appreciate
every day,
you.
So.
I appreciate it.
Great show, man. I love it, man. My prediction for this year, I just want to say, is I'm going to go back for till 2005. I'm going to predict 10 wins, man, and just the bright side, you know, like our first year, I guess, or maybe second year with RG3. I can't remember if it's the first or second year. 10 game season.
Yeah, so, it was Robert's rookie year, 2012. They won 10 games.
They won the last seven
of the regular season to get to that point, but they did win 10.
Okay, yeah, in 2005, I think, was before that.
Oh, yeah.
We won 10.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I get confused, buddy, sometimes. I guess you can tell.
It's all right. That's okay. That's all right.
I want you to know I'm listening, and I'm going on my 50th something year of being a Red Champion.
Wow. you'll love this story, right? Being that you just mentioned how long you've been a fan. So I was at Penn Station in New York City last Saturday night, right? Have you ever been to Penn Station or?
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't.
It's a pretty crazy kind of, area. You can get like Amtrak out of there. You can get the Long Island Railroad, New Jersey Transit, the subway, all of that stuff. So it's kind of like this big portal hub in lower Manhattan and all that. So it's famous, right? So I go into a pizza. Into a pizza shop, right? And I order a slice of pizza. Uh-huh. And while I'm waiting for it in the oven, because that's how they do it, they cook the pizza, they par-bake the pizzas, and then they throw it in the oven to get it hot, right, as you order it, right? Yeah. So I turn around and I see this guy in a Jaden Daniels jersey. And I'm like, that's interesting. All right, okay. Well, let's go sit next to him. So I sit next to him, and I'm like, this is going to sound really weird, but like, I kind of do some work around the, Commanders, whatever, Jaden Daniels. I said, can I take a picture of your jersey, to send it to him and the team and whatever.
I got one for you too. One for you before you hang up.
Okay. Yeah. Quickly finish up the story. He turns around. He goes, He goes, I've been a fan for 54 years. And the guy lived on Long Island. He says, I've been a fan for 54 years.
Yeah, 71 for me since I played for Mighty Mighty Redskins out here the year they went to the Super Bowl and got beat by Miami.
Nice. So 1970, so that's what? That's 52 years, right? Because I was born in 73. Yeah, 52 years. How about that? Yeah.
That's how long I played on a little bitty football team. First time I ever played any sports,
and they were the Redskins, and that's how you became a Redskins fan.
Every since, yeah, and they went to the Super Bowl that year against Miami, and it just I was just like, I remember crying in front of the TV when I was a little kid when they got beat, But another story about that football jersey, Daniels football jersey. I've had a number 5 jersey. It was a Heath Shuler jersey, but I'm already set for a 5.
Yeah, rip off Shuler's name. Unstitch Shuler's nameplate.
Yeah. I'm already set.
Hopefully, Jade's career works out better than Heath Shuler's.
Number 1 draft pick. There you go. That's another number 1 pick.
John, have a good weekend. I appreciate you as always, man. Thank you.
I'm ready, man. Me too.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Listen. I haven't even done an official game prediction yet. Notice how I did say actually prediction instead of projection. Season is a projection, right? And it's a prediction. But a game, an individual game in which we're doing the final score is a prediction, right?
Yeah, I thought you were saving that for the end.
For the end of the show?
Yeah, give it to them right at the end. Okay. Got to listen all the way to Craig if you want to know what Chris thinks the game this Sunday is going to come down to.
I got to do more, though. I feel like, coming off of such a controversial Thursday night game, we probably spent more time on that than I normally should on a season opening Friday, but it was such a polarizing game, and then you have the season record stuff.
Then go for it now.
You want me to do it now?
Do it now.
Let's do it now. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win. I'm going to go 24-20. 24-20. So Tampa covers the 3.5, which I would assume many Commanders fans are going to bet Washington plus the 3.5. I'm going to go, they barely cover the 3.5 because the boys in Vegas always know what they're doing. They know exactly what's going on. Long before the game is played, they know exactly how it's going to play out. 24-20, Tampa Bay. And part of the reason, Cade York misses an extra point along the way. That's how you get to 20. Scored 3 touchdowns. I think Jaden looks pretty good. I think the Commanders look feisty, plucky, have a chance, but just fall short. Like, if you lose this game by 4 points on the road to Tampa Bay, a team that's won the division 3 years in a row, Granted, they were only 9-8 last year, and they've had some changeover, and Dave Canales leaving to become Carolina's head coach, and so on and so on. You know, I don't think that's embarrassing by any means. I don't think that's in any way, shape, or form embarrassing, humiliating. Maybe it's a little disappointing, frustrating, okay? But I think if they go down there and acquit themselves and come up just short, I think most people would be like, hey, that's kind of what you expected. Now, if they could somehow pull off the upset win, great. No matter how that gets done, maybe if you cover the number for some people, they'd be a little bit happier. I personally don't care about that. I mean, I only do that for content purposes. I don't really bet. Occasionally I bet, but I don't really live and die by that. You know, so I think they lose a close one. But Tampa 24-20. Real quickly, Matt, you never gave your season prediction. And now he's on the phone. I don't think that's embarrassing. I got them going 7-9-1. I just told Grant Paulson, I said 7-9-1. And I don't know if it was Grant or Danny. And that's so Russell. That's so Russell. Matty, what do you think this team is going to be at the end of the year, big picture record wise?
So, I think that they, honestly, I'm going to go fairly similar to you. I think they're 7-10. I think with the additions that they've had and the changes in coaching, and this is the big issue, is you don't know, we still don't know exactly what this team is going to look like, how they're going to match up, and what we're going to see. We have ideas, but we don't know exactly what formations they're going to run. It's a big mystery. What we do know is the additions to the team that they've added. We do know that they've increased in some positions, predominantly quarterback, which is a very important part in the offense. I feel like everyone would agree. Because of that, I think they are going to be better. And I think that's like a two-game difference. So brings it up to 6. And then tack on all of the other things that we don't really, all the intangibles. And I think that gets you one more win. And regarding Sunday's game, I think you're right. Only with one difference.
Mm-hmm.
Coming down to the end, I think that they score the touchdown, 20 points. They have the ball with like 1:30 left. And they go for 2, get the 2-point conversion, and then mess up the onside kick. With the final score being 24-22.
Wait, that they lose?
Yes. But...
So you're saying... They had the ball late. They score
a touchdown
to make it 24-20, get the 2-point conversion.
Yes.
To make it 24-22.
Yes.
Well, remember, you can't onside kick, right? Did they totally take that away, or is it only... they've made so many damn rule changes, I can't remember the exact onside kick component. I don't think there's any... I know there's no, like, surprise onside kicks. I don't know if in the last 2 minutes of a fourth quarter or a game, if you can actually onside kick.
Teams are now only permitted onside kicks in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So.
In the entire fourth quarter or the final 2 minutes? Do you know?
When trailing and must be declared to the officials prior to attempting the kick.
That's okay, the to only the officials, not to the opponent.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. All right. See, I couldn't remember the exact parameters. I know you can't start a game or start a half like some used to do and, you know, just like by surprise, I wouldn't put it past this.
You can only do an onside kick when it's very obvious and very apparent.
And in which case, because it's almost like, hey, we're doing this, you've got to execute it beyond perfection, which most teams are not going to do unless they have literally no other chance.
Yeah.
You know, like 10 seconds or whatever. All right. So you think they lose 24-22, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you have them going 7-10, just the regular garden variety 7-10, as opposed to my wackadoo 7-9-1?
Yes. And I think they have the potential to go very similar to last year. I think if things go wrong, we could be see another...
Ooh, a four-win season?
I think we could theoretically see a four-win season. God, I don't really think God it's going to happen. Us. Stuff's got to go bad.
Ugh.
But I think upside of this season is this could be a 9-win season. So I'm kind of taking it more towards the middle of, you know what?
Ugh.
Just say 7.
All right. God, if it's a 4-win season.
It's going to be tough. A lot of sad Motown on Monday.
Oh, four-win season. God, I can't take any more of that. Let's go out to Mitch in Jersey here. What's up, Mitch?
How's it going, Chris?
How are you, Mitch?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
When you're getting that slice, you didn't say that you were Chris Russell? Host a show.
No.
A show on.
No, they had no idea who I. They had no idea who I was. They made me pay for it and everything. But it was a damn good slice of pizza. You know, it was. I mean, you'll appreciate this living up in Jersey. I put this on Instagram the other day. You know how you know it's a good piece of New York pizza is they serve it. You know, of course, on your traditional paper plate, right? But as you after you fold it, right, and as you're eating it, the grease drips down onto the plate. And I had four grease drops on my paper plate. That's how immediately you know it's a New York style, and in my opinion, and good, high-quality type of pizza.
Best pizzas in the East Coast, baby.
Yeah. But you got to, you know what I'm saying?
You got to have the
grease drips. I mean, if you don't have that, then you're not using the right cheese or you're not putting enough cheese on it. Because if you look at, you know, like your garden variety kind of pizza chain-ish restaurants anywhere, you rarely get that, if ever. I mean, it's just not the same.
I'm going down to Virginia this for 3 days. Monday, down Lawton and Ashburn.
Oh,
Pupatelli's, is that how you say?
I think it's Pupatelli's or
Pupatella.
Pupatella. Yeah.
Pupatelli's. You got it.
Yeah. I've never had it, but I've been told it's good.
I recommend it, Chris.
All right. I got to try it out.
I think last night Baltimore played. You know, Lamar played a great game. I think he did his best. You don't want him running every day 100 yards of being the number one running attack. You want Henry to do something, but he didn't have a good game. They're the ones that sacked the quarterback. They protected him. But that's what I expect to see Jaden Daniels have a game like that, because I think he's Lamar Jackson 2.0. Have a good game. But Washington's got to watch out for that running back, Rashad White, who used to be a teammate of Jaden Daniels.
I think he's good out of the backfield, too, as a pass catcher. I think that's where he could really hurt them.
Well, I thought he was a pretty good runner.
I agree. But I'm saying he's a dual-purpose guy that's going to hurt them as much on screens and, you know, kind of little, you know, flares than, you know, just line him up and just him running, you know, running through the defense.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of scoring. You have a nice weekend, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Mitch. Appreciate it. Have a safe trip. I don't know about a lot of scoring. Again, my final prediction is 24-20. Maddie's got 24-22. You know, I wouldn't say that's a lot of scoring, right? I would say that's basically right around the NFL average, you know, somewhere in there. That's what I expect. I'd be surprised if it's like a 13-10 game or if it's a 33-30 type game, you know, one way or the other. All right, let's take a timeout. The greatest invention known to mankind in Sports Talk Radio is coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we've been teasing it all day. Finally, the time has come. Nobody has ever done this in the history of radio. It's never been done by anyone that might be associated with this show. What is it? Well, I'm glad you asked, my friends. It's not.
Nell's Super Six Pack. 3, 3, 2, 1.
That's right. The youngest in charge likes to think that he created the Super Six Pack, ranking his six top teams in the NFL. He alone has revolutionized that as a topic, that as a theme. Little does he know that he stole that from me. Because for years, 20 plus years, I've been doing a Saturday six-pack. And then last year, we switched it to a Sunday six-pack because we didn't have Pete anymore. When Pete was doing the show, we did a Saturday six-pack, six games against the college football spread because Pete loved college football. So I was trying to do something kind of in conjunction with him. So Linnell stole the six-pack component from me, as he steals everything from me. Every show concept, show bit, whatever. So this is not Nell's Super Six-Pack. But Maddie, what it is it's a 12-pack. Six NFL teams ranked 1 through 6 and six NFL games against the spread combined into one segment. I'm telling you, nobody's ever done this before. Here is the Roosters Super Six Pack. I'm just releasing it now. Hit the presses. Number one, not the team that won last night. Not the team that won the Super Bowl last February. But instead, the team that they beat by a whisker, by a hair. The San Francisco 49ers, they have Trent Williams back. They have Christian McCaffrey back. They have Brandon Ayuk back. They have large parts of their defense back. They have Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch for now. The San Francisco 49ers are my number one team in my Super Six Pack, 1 through 6. Number two, the Kansas City Chiefs, the defending Super Bowl champions, going for 3 in a row. We know that. Why did I put them at number two? Well, it's simple. It's my poll. Number one. Number two, I wasn't blown away like everyone else was with them last night. I think they've got some issues. Xavier Worthy was awesome. You know, but is Kelce going to be the same? Or is he too tay-tayed out? I don't know. Like, their offensive line was spotty at times last night. Mahomes was a little spotty. They dropped a couple of passes. Their defense on the back end, no Legarius Sneed, even though the kid playing for him had a nice pass knockdown. The Kansas City Chiefs, number two. Number three, the Miami Dolphins. Mike McDaniel. Open up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Dolphins are my pick to win the AFC this year. To beat the Kansas City Chiefs, I'll open them at number three in my exclusive, just released as of this moment, Rooster Super Six-Pack, which is going to turn into a 12-pack rankings. Number four, you will hear them on the Team 980 tonight. The Green Bay Packers, not the Philadelphia Eagles. 8:15, the kickoff from Brazil for every stupid reason known to mankind, and because Roger Goodell and the NFL are a bunch of greedy, egotistical maniacs. No reason to play this game in Brazil. Nobody cares. The Packers, number four. I had the Packers losing to the San Francisco, beating the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship. You kind of notice a theme here a little bit. Number five, the team that lost last night, the Baltimore Ravens. I am very worried about their offensive line and more, but, and Lamar, as we've talked about, but they still have a championship pedigree. And I have to see them beat down a little bit more before I walk away from the Baltimore Ravens at number five. And number six, I had a choice between the Philadelphia Eagles, who play tonight here on the Team 980, or the Detroit Lions. And while I think the Eagles win the division, and while I think the Eagles don't fold like a cheap suit, I went with the Detroit Lions. Maybe it's a little boy wonder, Ben-itis. I don't know. Everybody's healthy for the Lions. Their defense should be a little bit better. I'm going to go with the Lions. In my Super Six-Pack rankings of the NFL teams, 49ers number one, Chiefs number two, Miami three, Packers four, Ravens five, Lions number six. Now, again, I told you, nobody's ever done a segment like this ever. So I'm going to run through this quickly because we have other things we've got to do. I got to save more time for it next week. But Matt, six games against the spread in the NFL. Not going to give you a lot of breakdown or anything like that. Game number one. Give me baby Kyler, Jonathan Gannon, and the feisty, plucky Arizona Cardinals, plus 6.5 in Buffalo. Not normally a spot that I would shy away from Buffalo, but they've got a ton of injuries, Arizona's defense, so on and so forth. I think Arizona keeps that close, if not wins outright. Game number two, next week's home opener opponent, the New York Giants, are 1.5-point dogs at home to the Minnesota Vikings. Both teams have questions at quarterback. Sam Darnold making his return to MetLife Stadium. Daniel Jones making his return. I think a little bit too much Malik Nabers. I got the Giants plus 1.5 over Minnesota for game two. Game three, this one might be the easiest one on the board. I'm going to take the Atlanta Falcons, Kirk Cousins, all of their weapons, minus 3.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who it looks like Justin Fields is going to start on Sunday. Game number four, I just mentioned them. They are team number three in my Super Six, my just released, exclusive, first time ever done before rankings. The Miami Dolphins, minus 3.5 over the Jacksonville Jaguars. Give me Miami and Mikey McDaniel, minus the 3.5. Game number five. The other Harbaugh is back. No longer is he a cheating, stealing, rule-breaking, sinister god of college football. Now he's the Chargers head coach. It's Jim Harbaugh. Give me the Chargers at home, minus 3 over the Las Vegas Raiders. And game number six, we already gave it out to you. We're going to pick the Commanders game every week as part of our six-pack of picks, our Sunday six-pack rolled into one with our Super Six-pack because we're the only ones that do this type of radio ever.
We need to come up with a better name for that.
You think so?
It's a little wordy.
It's okay. That's the point. It's basically to make fun of Linnell.
Yeah, but because he's such a brand manager, we need to brand it well.
Yeah. No, by butchering it, we're doing injustice. Game number six, Tampa Bay. Give me them minus 3.5 over the Washington Commanders. Again, 24-20 is my prediction there. So Arizona plus the 6.5, Giants plus the 1.5, Atlanta minus 3.5, Miami minus 3.5, the Chargers minus 3 over the Raiders, and Tampa Bay minus 3.5. Also, we got to get our game-by-game predictions. I don't know how we're going to do all this stuff, but we're going to try and get it in. We'll do that during cleanup on aisle three, coming up right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Again, they're underway at the U.S. Open in the men's semifinal. First one of the day, Jack Draper up 3-2 in set number one against number one seed Yannick Sinner. Again, that is at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Flushing Meadows. Coming up tonight, Francis Tiafoe with a chance to advance to the men's final against fellow American Taylor Fritz. That's scheduled for 7 o'clock also at Arthur Ashe Stadium in Queens. Meanwhile, NFL news all sorts. We just mentioned the Pittsburgh Steelers. No Russell Wilson at the beginning of practice today. Haven't gotten an official word on him, but it looks like it's trending towards Justin Fields starting for the Pittsburgh Steelers Sunday against Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons. Pat Freiermuth gets a contract extension from the Steelers worth about 4 years, $48 million. Jalen Ramsey gets a three-year extension from Mike McDaniel and the Miami Dolphins to once again become the top-paid corner. 3 years, a reported $74 million on that. From Command Land, Dan Quinn earlier saying that they are not going to rule out Jazan Johnny Newton, but there was an indication, at least, that his question or his status is very much in question. Marcus Mariota unlikely to play on Sunday for the Commanders in Tampa. We have coverage all throughout the day and wrapping up postgame with Rick Doc Walker right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Nats in Pittsburgh tonight, losers of two in a row. Catch it 640 over on The Fan. And that's what's trending.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, if you just missed our picks, a super six-pack of NFL picks against the spread and a super six-pack combined into one segment of NFL teams 1 through 6. You're going to hit that rewind on the Odyssey app on the Team 980, and we'll post them up later on. But we don't want to spend a whole lot of time going over it. Both Maddie and I picked the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to win the season opener. We have similar scores, 24-20 for me, Tampa Bay, over the Washington Commanders. Maddie's got 24-22, Tampa Bay winning. All of our football coverage today is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. There you have it. All right, so here's what we wanted to do. Yes, it is time for a little cleanup-ish, a little spillage. You always got to clean it up. You can't leave a mess behind, right? We don't leave messes behind. No! Let's do it, baby. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed what we forgot, what we need to touch on, what we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, so last night, the Nationals got into Pittsburgh after playing a night game in front of 6,000 people at Lone Depot Park in Miami at about 2:30 in the morning when they landed. By the time you get over to the hotel from the airport, it's a little bit of a ways. I don't know exactly where they stayed, but it's a little bit of a ways from downtown. They probably did not get to bed until 3:30 or 4 in the morning, and they played like it. And Jake Irvin pitched like it. Don't know if he went ahead, but last night the Nationals got clubbed upside the head by the Pittsburgh Pirates 9-4. The Pirates have struggled a little bit here down the stretch. They are now 66-74 as what was thought to be at one point a potential playoff team. Again, they've struggled a little bit. The Nationals got off to a great start. They were up 3-0 top of the first. So really, they came out swinging, hacking, and scoring. The problem was is everything after that sucked. They gave up 5 runs in the second, 1 in the third, 3 in the sixth, lost 9-4. Did Jake Irvin and the Nationals, who again were up 3-0 at this point. Jake Irvin has struggled here down the stretch. He's now 9-12 with a 4.28 ERA. That's not bad. But 5 innings, 7 hits, 6 earned runs, 3 walks, 4 strikeouts, didn't allow a home run. So that's good. But again, Jake Irvin, who was so good for the first half of the season, has really kind of, again, come back down to earth here a little bit over the last little while. I just want to pull up his exact numbers for you. Again, got clubbed around last night as we just talked to you. Let me talk to you, LA Night Style. His last start before that against Chicago, a loss, 4 2/3, 8 hits, 7 runs, 7 earned. The start before that wasn't bad. 5 1/3, 2 earned runs, 5 hits against the Atlanta Braves. At Philly, the start before that, 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 earned runs. Not terrible, but 3 home runs allowed. You get the point that Jake Irvin has not been as sharp since really the All-Star break for the Nationals as he was in the first half when he was pretty damn close to dominant. They need more, you know, from, quite honestly, Jake Irvin, especially when you spot him a 3-0 lead. Nationals not getting the job done last night. The good news for them is they might not be able to play tonight. Well, that's not good news. But at least if they can't play, they can't lose, right? That's because today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. At game time, it's expected to be about 76, 77 degrees, but a pretty good chance of thunderstorms throughout the evening in Pittsburgh at PNC Park. A 78% chance in the 7 o'clock hour, a 94% chance in the 8 o'clock hour, 82% chance, 83% chance between 9 and 11 o'clock, and only after 11 o'clock does it lighten up a little bit, and it's still in the 60s, and it's expected to storm throughout the night in the Pittsburgh area. So don't know if we're going to be able to get baseball in tonight for the Washington Nationals. Again, today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season is here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. As we mentioned, a bunch of NFL news while we await word on whether or not Russell Wilson will get to start for the Pittsburgh Steelers in Atlanta against Kirk Cousins as he makes his Atlanta debut. We do know this. Curtis Samuel, who's been dealing with some turf toe, and Mitch Trubisky, going to be able to go for the Buffalo Bills on Sunday against Arizona, who I did pick. But another former Commander slash Redskin. Actually, he didn't play for the Redskins because he was drafted in 2020 and they changed the name right before the season started. Antonio Gibson He was drafted by the Redskins. Let's put it that way. Antonio Gibson dealing with a hip injury. He is questionable for Sunday's game for the New England Patriots against Cincinnati. Hunter Henry has been removed from the injury report and ready to go. Josh Downs out for the Indianapolis Colts due to an ankle injury. Kyle Pitts fully participated in practice for a second straight day, according to media reports. He is good to go for the Falcons against Pittsburgh on Sunday as well. Brian Burns, this is important because he's the defensive end edge for the New York Giants in their big acquisition. And backup quarterback Drew Lock, both off the injury report for the G-men and will participate in Sunday's game. We gave you the injury report for the Commanders. We don't have the full injury report, but doesn't look like Marcus Mariota is going to play. And Johnny Newton is going to be very, very, very limited, if at all. Playing as well. Dan Quinn saying they will make that decision over the weekend. Meanwhile, last bit of news here in cleanup on aisle three. Commanders team captains for week one. Remember, they're not going to do this for the entire year. They're going to do it week by week. It's a little interesting for me. Not on offense or defense. That's Terry McLaurin and Jeremy Reeves. On defense, a guy I wanted them to move on from because I don't think he's very good. And he hadn't done much of anything. Cleveland Farrell. Not only not cut, not only not traded, but he's a captain. Cleveland Farrell. That's the Commanders' week one captains for Sunday afternoon at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida, where we will be heading off to Tampa in the morning. First to Orlando, then to Tampa tomorrow night. If you're out and about at Raymond James Stadium and you see me, please come say hello. We are planning on being back for Monday's show at 1 o'clock. I'll join AWOD right around 11:30 tomorrow morning. Denton Day and Linnell Willingham right around 3:30 on Sunday afternoon. So we got a lot to do between now and then. And that is how we do clean up on aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three.
Indeed. Coming up next, we wrap up the show. We say goodbye for the week, and we have Dum Dum of the Day. Some of you like blue cheese dressing. I like blue cheese dressing. Some of you are insistent that ranch is the way to go. Ranch is not bad. I like ranch, depending on how it's made. If it's a homemade ranch, I like ranch. You know what I never, ever, ever would do? What our Dum Dum of the Day did. We'll tell you about it next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. I think we're talking about two different types of ranch here. Cadillac Ranch, Springsteen. Isn't Springsteen at Nationals Park this weekend or something?
I don't know about that.
I thought I heard that. Maybe I'm wrong.
I just know that there aren't too many songs about the dressing ranch.
That is true. That is true. That's because why would you make a song out of some goobery condiment? But you know who did make something out of something and specific to ranch? It's, well, Ranch Man.
It's time for Dum Dum of the Day.
Ah, yes. Identified as a Belding man. No. He's not a Belding man. That's a town in Michigan. He's Ranch Man. He's won free Buffalo wings until next year. How did he do so? Well, he chugged 24 ounces of ranch dressing in a speed contest held at a restaurant called the Harmful Roaster, spelled, I don't think it's Rooster, R-O-E-S-T-E-R, in Belding, Michigan. He chugged the ranch, 24 ounces of ranch dressing, in 13 seconds. He was one of 12 contestants, idiots. He posted the video. He told the news outlet, hey, I'm not a competitive eater, but the prize was too good to turn down. And I would admit, wings are pretty darn good. Here's what he won. He won free wings, not every day, every Wednesday until the spring, a $100 gift card to the restaurant, and a wing buffet with three friends the night of the competition. All for guzzling 24 ounces of ranch in 13 seconds. Maddie, would you partake in something like this?
I'm salivating.
Not you, Nell. No, I would not. That sounds absolutely disgusting.
Now, I will say this. Speaking of ranch, Linnell is so anti-blue cheese. He loves, not only loves ranch, he will, like, he gets infuriated if something, like, doesn't, if he doesn't have ranch to dip his
now,
food.
I don't like blue cheese myself, mm-hmm. so I'm not going to hound him on that. I just also think ranch is overrated.
I think ranch is overrated. A home-style ranch, like, that's, like, a homemade ranch.
Is great.
Is can be very, very, very good. The thing is you don't want it to be too liquidy, right? You want enough body to it so that it doesn't drip all over you. But a homemade ranch, store-bought ranch is blue cheese dressing. Again, you gotta partake a little bit. I mean, blue cheese is a weird substance, but when it's made good, it is so good. I had blue cheese dressing last night with some wings that I got from the grocery store after the gym because I didn't feel like cooking. So I threw the wings in the air fryer and a little blue cheese dressing. Oh, so good. So I like me some blue cheese. Ranch is okay. I would never drink 24 ounces of ranch, and certainly not in 13 seconds. But hey, man, the guy got a lot of free wings. All right, that does it.
Congratulations. You're Chris's dum-dum of the day.
And that does it for our showgram today. Again, 24-20 for me, Tampa Bay. 24-22 Tampa Bay for Matty. I'll post all of my six-pack of picks for the Sunday games against the spread that we gave you. If you missed it, hit the Odyssey Rewind app. Check out the podcast, theteam980.com, or again, Team 980 on the Odyssey app. Also, my super six-pack of NFL teams that we rank, combining all into a 12-pack, and basically a way for us to have a little fun with our guy, Linnell Willingham. That's going to do it for us. Thanks to all the calls. Thanks to you for listening. Thanks for being with us all week. See you on Monday at 1 o'clock. Jay Gruden will join us to kick off his, I think, third or fourth season with us right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Have a great weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.